Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to our review of our radar stocks of 2025. How's everyone this fine Christmas?
Yeah, not too shabby, not too shabby. A bit of rain, but rain just went for a run, just came
Yeah.
back. Yeah. I'm
Running
getting.
off the mince pies.
I'm going ahead now, and I'm extremely glad because I'm by the Mediterranean right now. But while we're recording this, I'm actually not. But yes,
Yeah, close enough, close enough. That's
in
pretty,
your
you know,
mind.
that caveat, it's audio only. People can't tell. Just say that you are.
Okay, I
Yeah, you
am.
are.
Ask
You are,
it.
and you're in
You
that
should
right
matter.
positive frame of mind. So let's start with the 2025 performance. Kev, do you just give us an overview of what the whole portfolio is now, right now, as of recording around the sort of middle of December?
Okay, so if you had invested, we did the numbers. If you'd invested £10,000 in each one of these stocks when we basically selected them, in December, late December 2024, you would now have invested £120,000. Your stocks would now be worth £222,000. So you would have made £102,000, and you would be 85% up across the board. So that is the performance for 2025.
And let's ask
So,
Charles, how does that performance compare to something like a nice tracker fund, a Vanguard or a FTSE All Share, or, something like that?
Well, obviously, if you look at the S&P 500, which is the most popular index to track, the largest 500 stocks in the US by market capitalization, the average annual return on that is 11% a year. Obviously, that's not inflation adjusted. But, within our picks, I mean, it's kind of important to understand the importance of diversification and risk management. Some of these stocks are down drastically. Others have done on multi-bagger runs. I think the key takeaway here is portfolio, right? You could have
Yeah,
put, you know, there's,
absolutely.
we could have put all our money into one or two of the three of the winners and said, wow, we're up 400% or 300%. Alternatively, you might think what we thought were winners, some of them weren't this year, even if they've had decent corporate progress or they've just had a bad year.
Yeah, absolutely. Portfolio is very important, so don't be sticking all your eggs in the one basket. A good point on that is last year in 2023, if I remember rightly, our picks were down about 15%. If you continue to hold those 12 stocks, you'd now be up £58,000 and 48% overall over the 2 years. So what does it tell you? And there are some disasters in there. I have to be honest, there are some disasters,
Yeah,
but
but that's
there
small
is,
caps. There's gonna be some.
there are some big winners in there, and those big winners are obviously supporting the other ones. So
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's start at the bottom then. I think this is my first stock's mine. I'll take this one. Priority Intelligence down some 84% at 1.91 pence. Yeah, I mean, we've talked in the past. I'm not going to dwell too much on it. We've seen Primoris Investments selling down, which obviously absolutely smashed the share price. They've had some pretty good updates recently. So at the end of November, they had an update talking about this jewelry brand Untamed, utilizing the Metric One to drive brand awareness and customer acquisition. And I think you spoke, Kev, didn't you, to Rory about this at length, and you seem quite upbeat about that. And obviously, this also the World Aquatics were going to deploy the company's SaaS products as well. So, lots of work going on behind the scenes there. I just don't know whether, what's it going to need to. Certainly, it felt it came to the market with quite a high valuation, but what does it need to move it back to fair value? What is fair value? I guess these are the questions I've got to ask.
Yeah, I think the 12p was a ridiculous valuation, basically, and that was down to Primoris as well, ultimately. So I think that we didn't read it properly in terms of that is the reality of the situation. Is it undervalued now? I think it probably is, in terms of revenue, what it's got. It's got cash in the bank. It's got some bitcoins as well. Or the derivatives of bitcoins, if you like. I think it's actually going to have a reasonable 2026. So we will see. Watch this space.
My one would be Rome Resources, and that's not had the best year. It's down, almost 50% year to date. But I mean, it's worth bearing in mind that a couple of months ago, literally starting November, it was slightly up for the year. And as an explorer, it's been all up and down all over the place. So again, this kind of policy of holding on to your stocks, this is something, a multi-year hold, not something to hold, just for a few months. operationally, you think they'd actually had a really good year, and bar one or two, rebels trying to invade the mine site.
I was going to
But
ask you
the
about that because I see in the news, Charles, that it seems to have started that, you've seen about this M23 backed rebels. There's been problems in Kivu there. I mean, is this affecting things going on in the DRC?
Well, it's been going on in the DRC forever, basically, and it just, it flares up from time to time. But at the end of the day, if you look at where the tin price is now, where the copper price is now, and then the fact that IRH, which is obviously a massive, massive Middle Eastern trading house, has taken a majority stake in the Alphamin mine next door, that mine only had a few years of ore left. They're going to need more ore feed. So this is the thing: when you invest in explorers anywhere in Africa, but particularly in the DRC, there is political risk, and there's no point saying that there's not. And so you do have to diversify, you do have to be careful. But then on the other hand, if you've ever seen ore from the DRC, the bloody metal sticks out of the ground, and it's incredibly high grade, it's incredibly good lengths. There's $1 billion worth of metal now in situ by that maiden MRE owned by Rome. So they've raised more money to go on another drilling round into the deeper potential tin, and we shall see. But I'm still positive on it, and continue to hold, and will continue to do so.
Okay, the next one was mine, which is now Quantum Data Energy, which was MAST. I will now take the trophy for the highest return of the year because you should have sold at
Doesn't
20.
count. You've got to be the end of the
You
year,
should have
mate. Has
sold
to be at
at
the end of the year.
25 times
Yeah, do you know, no. It's
because
right. The
at
analogy
one
is
point this stock
no.
was up 2.5 thousand percent.
Formal
Formal
protest.
protest. We went on a marathon, right? And Kev thought it was a half
Yeah.
marathon. I think this is
Okay.
the best analogy.
So in about July or June, you would have been 25 times your money.
What Kev's saying is he would have sold the shit out of this.
For sure you would have sold it. So there's no possibility you'd still be holding it. On that point, they have made incredible progress in terms of what they're actually doing. The problem they've had is the financing has obviously got incredibly cheap warrants at 4p, but that's coming to an end now. So it's one of those that actually, if you stuck by it, I think next year, 2026, 2027, because they've moved into AI centers as well in terms of producing the peaking stations for them, so they have the reliability of electricity. I actually think it's a great investment down here. Don't see it going much lower now because those warrants are at 4p. They've got a hell of a lot more business than they had a year ago, and I can see it moving forward. So yeah, if you take the picture of the first three that we've said, which have all been disastrous, basically. I mean, mine's 33% down, Rome's 44% down, Priority's 84% down. They have all had things happen to them that, not that we couldn't have read, but they just happened. What can you do about it? Not a lot. This is small caps for you. Those things will change the situation. And even now we move on to sovereign metals. Who was sovereign metals?
Yeah, I'm sovereign. I mean, it's one of the it's probably the most puzzling one, and I'm sure you would all probably agree on that on the picks that it's got. It's done really well. It's had a really good year, and obviously we saw the news yesterday that the World Bank Group IFC is going to collaborate with Sovereign on the sustainable development for Castilla, which I think, Charles, you described as probably one of the best RNSs we've actually seen in 2025. The market really has. I mean, it's up a little bit after that news, but can you just give us what your thoughts are on sovereign shots? Because I'm still scratching my head on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not complex, is it? It's the largest rutile deposit in the world, and the World Bank has validated it along with Toho Titanium. So, if that's not a screaming buy, I don't know what is. I mean, that RNS basically said the definitive feasibility study and MRE upgrade are being delayed to Q1 to do it to World Bank standards, and they've secured financing rights. Why would they secure financing rights if they didn't want to bloody finance the thing? It's really
Exactly.
not complex. I think it's the easiest. And again it's small slash mid caps. Things can go wrong, so caveat, but it's one of my largest positions, and I'll continue to add while the share price is weak until it's not.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah, I
plan.
see sovereign metals is sort of in the mid-teens. If you imagine GMET at the similar price that sovereign is now, that's the position I see it in. And you saw what happened with GMET. I think it's got at least that much of an upside, in my view.
And then next up is Amarok, which I'm certain is mine. Yeah, this Oh, you laugh. What? I think we're basically we're flat now, aren't we?
You're only
It's
5% down,
five.
but
It's not. It's not. I'll tell you what, though. This stock, because it's traded on various exchanges around the world between Christmas and New Year's, it always pops up a few percent. So I bet you it'll end the year blue. I'll make that prediction now. If anyone wants to, put in a cheeky trade, you go for it. But this is a long-term hold, though. Yeah, I mean, at the start of the year, Trump was blowing his horn off about, investing in Greenland and rare earths. So obviously, shot share price off initially, and then they raised a bunch of money so that they can massively further optimize the mine. And now you're coming into, effectively the end of this part of the Lassonde curve. This was always going to be optimization year. I thought that it would do better in share price terms than it has. But going into 2026, you have got one of the most exciting stories in the mining world. And in particular, those recent results that have come out of Nanoq, which is their gold exploration campaign 30 kilometers away from Nanoq, the flagship mine. That flagship mine is going to produce 30, 40,000 ounces of gold a year. Nanoq is going to be a tier one discovery, I think, even though a very early stage. I've spoken to the exploration team, and they do have a lot of strong caveats, but they are super, super excited. I think it's going to re-rate violently next year. And yeah, that's that Amarok view.
Yeah, and we know that you think it's going to re-rate because you've told everybody, and that's
Oh, I have many
good.
times, many times. Do you know the thing is, right? You're wrong for a long time until you're right, and
Yes.
then with the gold stocks,
What about if you're wrong and you're continually wrong?
oh, no, I'm not continually wrong most of the
That's
time. Well,
happened to me.
the thing is, you look at the gold stocks, right? You look at Greatland, we'll talk about in a little bit, but the ones that haven't moved this year have a move in them. I'm confident of that.
Yeah, I
Amarok's one of
agree.
them.
I agree.
So we will see. We will
Yeah,
see.
it's a
Anyway,
conviction.
and
It's a
the next
conviction
one is
play.
Power Metals, and that was my choice. It's -2.8% down, so pretty much flat. And I picked it on the basis that it would do well because of GMET, okay, because of Guardian Metal Resources. And it did, but the bloody price didn't move. Now it's sitting there with tons of cash and it's done a few other things. But I have to say, they just don't say anything. They're not trying to promote it. They're not trying to do anything. They're just sitting there. So I'm a bit distraught about that. I think they've got some great things going on. They've got the uranium, and I think uranium's going to have a bit of a play over the next year or two. And they've got oodles of cash to deploy at a time where, if they deploy it right, it could certainly be phenomenal. But there you go. Sometimes you pick it, and the reasons are right. And the reason was right. They sold all of their holdings for 55p, I think it was, and got 10, 12 million pounds. Didn't change the price at all. So there you go. What can I say?
Well, I mean, you can talk about the uranium joint venture or, the various assets that they have, or the fact that the market cap has been lower than the cash at points during this year. I think what could change that story, A, is marketing. Yeah, and it'd be great, Sean, if you're listening, to come on and have a chat. But also beyond that, just they're planning on share buybacks, right? And maybe that's just what you need to jumpstart it to get to fair valuation. But I've held this for a couple of years and it's just not moved. And it's really frustrating because on a corporate side, in terms of progress, it looks great. But everything else is moving, and this one isn't. It's very annoying.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so the next one is you, Charles, Jubilee Metals.
Yeah, so Jubilee is had a transition year, basically. You know what? I can say this. I mean, if you look at the way South Africa is going, is it became, Leon, when he decided to sell off South African assets, a lot of shareholders weren't happy with that decision. And yet, is it going to be the case that it was the right decision to make? Because if you don't sell your assets, they'll be taken off you at a price the government decides. That is a very real risk in that jurisdiction now.
Yeah, masterstroke. Chinese are taking over basically, so it's whatever the Chinese want to do, and the government's backing them. It's as simple as that.
And then, if you get sort of basically $90 million, compare that to the market cap today, basically the enterprise value of everything in Zambia is valued at practically nothing. And yes, there's been operational, issues in Zambia over the course of the year. But actually, they're going to be highly capitalized when there's a mining sector super boom. I think that the only thing I would say with Jubilee, if you've got a hell of a lot of money here in Africa, you don't need to just be purely exposed to Zambian political risk, because there is some risk there. Diversify across countries. Like Namibia is a great jurisdiction. Botswana is pretty good nowadays.
Yeah.
Go into other countries with your assets and do other things.
Yeah, and I think Leon knows that. We spoke to him when we interviewed him, and then we spoke afterwards as well, that he knows he needs to go and diversify, but he's got to get it right in Zambia first
Delivery year. It's a
for six
delivery year, isn't
months.
it?
It's
2026.
delivery year. If he gets it right, and I know there's been a lot of missteps, this could re-rate really hard in 2026.
Yeah, no, it could be 5 times, 10 times what it is now, I think. Or maybe 10 is over the egg.
Dan's a bit overzealous, but 3 or 4x next year, it is doable, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, so Green Rock Mining, Grok next. That was my pick. 81.76% up. So had a really good run. Obviously, they had some recent news regarding the Danish grant to 1.2 million from the Danish government. Greenland government also, sorry, Danish government. Danish grant, 1.2 million Danish grant, and then Greenland government grants exploitation license as well earlier in December. What do we make of that? Obviously, Charles, you know that you've talked about Greenland, you've talked about Amarok. What do you make of Green Rock and where it positions itself for 2026?
So the Green Rock asset, the graphite asset, their flagship is at the base of the mountain next, literally right next to Nalunaq, that Amarok owns, and it's a strong graphite asset. But it's also the partnerships and what they're planning on doing, in the Eurozone as well, and how they're going to process it. I think that I'll tell you what I think, because I spoke to Stefan, I want to say a couple of years ago now, when we first chatted, and he was putting all a lot of his own money into this company, and at a very stressful time in the mining sector where things were, very difficult. And you guys will remember this, after the pandemic boom, it was not an easy couple of years. And he put his money where his mouth is. And now it's a, European Union critical strategic project. And everything that, he put the, his the, he put so much work, and it's now come to fruition, and he deserves it. Simple as that, really. So I'm hoping 2026 will be very strong for him.
Very good.
Next one's
Guardian Metal.
Guardian Metals.
Yeah, I think we practically all own these stocks anyway, so it's all academic. Guardian did all right this year, didn't it? What are we up?
240%.
You can live with that.
Too
That's
shabby, is it that?
a reasonable
That's
return.
rookie numbers for you, Charles.
240, 240. That's only a 2.4 bagger. That's ridiculous. Oliver, get cracking. I mean, it was higher,
Yeah,
actually, earlier in the year.
it was well
It
over
went a little bit, yeah.
300% at one point.
Yeah, I know. But this is the thing, right? I mean, this is
But so
another
was
thing.
Greenrock, actually, when we come back to
Yeah, but so was lots of these things that we've covered. And I think this is another key thing, right? Is that, like, you think, oh, well, you should sell when you're that higher up, and this is what you're talking about with Maastricht, right? But actually, you've got to let your winners run to a
Well, when they
degree.
go up
You don't know when
25 times, you
to
don't let them grow any further.
stop. Yeah, but when? 20? 15? I mean, I do a lot of work in cryptocurrency, right? And, like, there's a lot of people go, oh, I wish I bought Bitcoin back in 2010 or 2011. If I did, I'd be a billionaire. It's like, no, you wouldn't. You would have sold out for 3x and thank your lucky stars. Like, it's so, especially in mining, you got that generally you got to let your winners run. You also have to know when to take a profit somewhere in the middle. I still hold all of my GMET shares.
That's something you need to know where to
Yeah,
hold them.
know when to fold them, know
Hold
when the
them.
management's coming with a discounted placing.
Done That's the new
Look,
version.
yeah, but look, I think the thing is, Oliver's never done that, right? And I don't see him doing it in the future. We're going to get this US listing next year. And I'm pretty confident, because all of his other competitors, they can talk about how much metal they have. They've done no metallurgical work whatsoever. So when he does that US listing, a bunch of funds are going to buy into the listing and probably want more. The share price is going to go even better. It's going to keep rising. And then I think basically that's the idea. But I think if you're a UK investor, the UK's not moving this market anymore, and it's not going to into the future. If you have a significant number of shares in GMET after the US listing, there'll be people who want them at a significant price. And you'll be able, if you wanted to offload them, I'm not saying you should, but if you wanted to, you would be able to. There will be people who want them in very high places who want to hold them forever because it's a strategic US asset. It's as simple as that. But yeah, I reckon next year is another great year for the company, and maybe an exit and game over.
Yeah, absolutely. And a rollout as well, also of the
Yeah.
Golconda and the cat.
Well, we saw the I don't know, well, I definitely saw it. They've set up a new company, limited company, for those assets, almost
Yeah.
certainly. So, if we get IPO shares in that could be another little bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be another good company, I think,
Yeah.
ultimately. Okay, so the next one is Bazant. Again, I can say it's up 247%, was up about 400% at one point. What can I say? We're going to have a producing mine in 2026 with copper, gold, silver. It's a ridiculous valuation. I'm not going to say too much about it because for sure it's going to be one of our picks for next year. But ultimately, how the hell is it only valued at like £13 million when we know what's going to happen now? Everything has been de-risked. The money's there. The processing plant is there. All they've got to do is basically dig the stuff up, process it, and Bob's your uncle. I know that's very simplistic, but it should be worth significantly more. On your figures, Charles, on the base case, they've got £22 million worth of profit in the first 2 years.
Dollars.
No,
Was it
22
pounds?
million.
Do you convert it,
It
did
was
you?
30 something. Okay. And
Right.
£47 million on the positive case. Again, that's two times the current market cap. And that's discounting everything else that is going to be happening in terms of them, producing 500 million tons, or not million tons, 500,000 tons of contained copper.
500 million tons would be a result, Kev.
Yeah,
But
that would be a lot. Anyway, I'm not going to go on much about it. As
okay.
far as I'm concerned, as you say, you should hold your winners. It's 250% up roughly. And we move on again to another one that I picked, which was Greatland Gold, Greatland Resources. It's up 264%. Charles is soon to exit it. It's now 474p. You should be starting to scale out, Charles. Never mind
Oh, I
this
don't know.
5p mark.
I think as
Never
I
mind
said,
this 5p mark, I think, or £5 mark.
£5, £5.
The reality is, Greatland almost certainly now is going to be in a position to be cash flow positive, to completely fund Havieron and probably have more cash to blow off as well in terms of dividends and everything else. Plus, probably buy most of its competitors all around it if it needs to in the next couple of years. So, can Greatland Resources now be worth £10 a share? I believe so. If we have this gold price continue, which I think it's only going to go up, to be honest with you, I think it will.
Yeah, well, while the gold price goes up, the oil price is going down, which is, and also the other thing is copper's at record highs, and Greatland makes a shed
Yeah,
ton of that as
Greatland
well.
makes loads of copper as
It's
well. Yeah,
literally got the
so.
perfect metals pricing, commodity pricing. I was initially thinking of selling at £4, and I didn't, and then it dropped, I think, to sort of £3.30 or so during the short attack. they not the best idea, those shorters. Well done. But I think they're hurting a lot at the moment. But
Hopefully they're out.
I don't. I think many of them held up. You can track their positions. It's been quite funny. Anyway, we're at sort of £4.80 a share and up. The thing is that for me, the whole point of investing is to secure your family's, yourself and your family's future. And I'm already, at £4.80, 80p above where it becomes financially meaningful for me. And now we're approaching £5. And yet the problem is, will it go to six? Will it go to seven? The ASX movement
So
is at six
here's
at
the
the moment.
question, right? And
Go
this is the
on.
question that I always pose myself when you're in this situation, okay? Greatland is, let's not say a sure bet, but there's a very good possibility it's going to keep climbing, okay? Do you take that money and put it into XYZ company that you are pretty damn convinced it's going to do what Greatland has done,
I would say
Or
some of it is the answer, but I wouldn't put, if you know that the Greatland are producing and they're actually creating, as you say, it's printing money right now, right? So
So why would
why
you
would you
sell?
risk it?
And this is the thing, it keeps going up and it keeps going up. And the problem is you've done, like I've done just not the Substack notes, which are obviously publicly available, but just realms of,
No,
private
more probably
research.
better than most exactly
It's
what the situation is.
going higher. It is
But you
going higher.
also have a wife.
And children, I've got three children. And
Yeah.
she's looking at me. She's looking at me and she's going like, why would you risk, your finance, like it's so much money for us as a family, and it's the stress and the sleepless nights, right? When you go, like, I talk a big game about portfolio diversification. Greatland, I put a shed ton of money in at 5p, and then it got to 6p and then 7p and then 10p and then 20, and then we did the split, and now, it got £3 and then £4. It's gone up and down, and now we're nearly at five.
So £5 would be what, 25p
In old money.
in old
So
money?
you're coming at 5p and you're exiting at 25p, you 5x in a little over a year.
Yeah.
And that's not without, a significant amount of
You
stress.
said run your winners a few
I
minutes
did say run your
ago.
winners, but I've run. This horse has
Yeah.
run.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Drum roll. Bill Carroll, the winner for
Go
this
for it.
year.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one. Cobra Resources up currently 296%. That's 4.56 pence. It's been a really good year, actually. I mean, there's no, obviously, it has, the share prices perform well, but in terms of what they've done, driving value, obviously, we talked a bit about their Bolan Rare Earth project in South Australia. Ongoing metallurgical optimization work has de-risked technical parameters and proven Cobra's in-situ recovery approach can deliver strong recoveries with low environmental impact. So, lots to look forward to in 2026. The looking at the Boland ISR resource definition and economic study results potentially, drilling results from the Manor Hills porphyry targets as well, and continued metallurgical and optimization updates at Bolan that reduce technical risk and clarify future production pathways. So, yeah, very happy. I think we're probably all a little bit surprised how well it's done, but yeah, it's got to be a one winner, right?
Yeah, it's rare
absolutely.
earths. It's rare earths, isn't it?
Yeah,
You know,
rare
that's
earths.
it was the hot topic that came out of nowhere during the US, maybe not out of nowhere, but the
Yeah.
China US tensions. So they've
The earths that aren't rare.
no, they're not rare, they're extremely common, but just not quite in the, you need to have them in the amounts and in the concentration, and they need to be worked metallurgically. And they're all very complex, but you know, it's up a load of percent. Who cares?
Yeah.
Be good.
I'll let you take the win, Phil, but Mast was up
Yeah, no,
2,500%.
2,500. But the whole point of this is he says it's a marathon and it's not, you're not quitting halfway through and just, you know, getting your taking your running shoes off. But
Oh God,
no.
you know, I actually, I don't want to talk about Greatland again too much. I'm literally speaking to my wife. This is like a month, or a couple of months ago, when it dropped from £4 down to £3. It's back to £4, and she didn't check the portfolio, right? She only checks once a month, but basically, otherwise we would fight a lot. And it was at £4, and it went down to three, and I was stressing a lot. I'm like, shit, I should sell. I shouldn't have sold, but I didn't sell, and it was £4 again. She's like, what are you stressing about? It's fine. It hasn't moved. I was like, fuck, I
Yeah.
know. No idea.
That the moral of that is, yeah, just don't check it at all.
Just we picked these at the start of the year. We haven't changed them, you
Yeah.
know.
100%. Okay, well, if you like, we please do subscribe. And also do keep an eye out because obviously in a few days we will be releasing the top 12 or the radar picks for 2026 going forward. So yeah, keep an eye out for that one. And thanks for listening all.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.